24.8. EDE 01090720251055, audio. This path requires us to consider something important, the primary role of an airlock in the context of its use. Let's try to understand. 1. Airlock for shuttle docking. 2. Airlock for stowing tool vehicles. 3. Dedicated exit airlock for astronauts. 4. Emergency airlock. 5. Airlock for exploration vehicles. 6. Airlock for robot cameras. 7. Airlock for station supplies. I don't know where this is. This airlock can be combined with another existing one. 8. Instrument airlock if necessary. This point directly concerns astronaut safety during a spacewalk. 9. Versatile airlock adaptable to an international standard of connections. At this point, the goal is not to establish a definitive figure, it aims to position the station and its visitors safely. There is still time to be wrong, and I accept that. Following this text, a sketch of the EDE-D90 will illustrate this safety consideration. Before beginning this brief analysis, PMI recommends stopping rotation for all connections to the SSV, including the release or stowage of propellant tanks. Let's start with four areas that have already been eliminated. These are the areas where the engines will be installed. Be careful, this does not mean that part of this area cannot be used for other purposes. Imagine that you have enough propellant to rescue an alien. That's a joke. In this case, it is not necessary to have a single large tank per engine. Smaller tanks for the tail engines will provide greater safety than large tanks. Filling through these areas is possible if these small tanks are placed near the engines. We believe the presence of airlocks in these locations is an option that can be avoided within the overall context of the SSV. These engines will not occupy the entire surface area of these areas, and other uses should be prioritized if necessary. A 30 or 40 meter diameter implies a very large surface area. In a SpaceX video, I saw something interesting, but I don't take sides. The engines are embedded in the cylinder. This is interesting for inspection and/or repairs, but for performance and safety, I don't know. This part will be long, to be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This is July 9, 2025.